Now, yesterday in the Dáil, during questions on legislation and other matters to the Taoiseach, Deputy Michael Cahill got on his feet and asked this of the Taoiseach.
John Corlin, I again wish to raise the CAM scandal in Kerry. I wish to ask Minister Butler for an update in regards to the North Kerry look-back review and the compensation scheme. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Minister Butler for visiting Kerry recently and meeting with individuals and their families. You always made yourself historically available to the families. I was up on a number of occasions here to Leinster House over the years where you met and listened to their concerns. I want to ensure that all these children, many of who today are young adults, are adequately compensated and that all services are readily available to them. These individuals and their families suffered greatly. They were misdiagnosed and mismedicated.
Thank you, Deputy.
And I want to ensure that everything possible is done to make their life somewhat easier.
Please, sir.
Thank you.
Please. Oh, Minister.
Cal, for raising this really important issue, and I want to compliment you on your advocacy for the families and the children over many, many years. As you know, we had the report recently in relation to another group of children who unfortunately were harmed by the mental health services in Kerry, and I visited and I met with some of the families, and I said at that time that I would be coming forward very soon with a new compensation scheme. I will be able to announce the details of that tomorrow, Deputy. Again, it will be a non-adversarial scheme. The Taoiseach was very conscious that we had to continue that same approach, which has worked really well, where 230 of the previous 240 children have availed of the scheme. I will also announce details of the further look back, and I will visit over Easter during the recess to meet some of the families that you asked me to meet that I wasn't able to meet the last day I was down.
Thank you, Minister. Two remain.
So there you go, that's Minister Mary Butler there in relation to the North Kerry CAMHS compensation scheme and announcement due today on that, as well as further information on the look back review. With me on the line to talk about this, we've got Davin Godfrey, who has been campaigning on this issue for the last number of years, affected himself by the North Kerry or by the CAMHS situation. Davin, good morning to you and thanks very much for joining me. Look, we'll find out obviously more detail today when the Minister makes this announcement. What would you like to hear in terms of the compensation scheme and how it's organised?
Well, look, Gerry, first of all, thanks for having me on the show again, and thanks to Radio Kerry for giving airtime to this hugely important matter, which is constantly evolving since the publication of the report into North Kerry CAMHS last month. In relation to the scheme, this compensation scheme was initially established in the aftermath of the Maskey report into South Kerry, which was 4 years ago now, which is in excess of 4 years ago now. And that scheme, it was and still is intended to compensate persons affected and injured and identified as harmed by the HSE in a non-adversarial, non-protractive manner through mediation. And it's designed to keep the cases outside of the High Court, which is ultimately the most appropriate avenue for seeking redress in the absence of such a scheme. Now, that scheme works very well, and I do want to compliment Minister Mary Butler and her department on that. And we spoke at great length in the aftermath of the Maskey Review in Tralee when we had a meeting about the most appropriate way in which compensation can be dealt with in regards to North Kerry. And, you know, as I understand it, and I am awaiting the confirmation, I understand it's meant to be, the announcement is meant to be made imminently. But at this time, as I'm talking to you, I haven't seen the terms of reference. However, yes. I am confident that terms of reference will include a predication that all cases in North Kerry in the recent Halpin report who were identified as harmed will now be eligible for entry into this statutory redress scheme.
Okay. So that's what is going to happen. Would you hope it works similar to the last one, that non-adversarial system will work and people will be able to engage with it and these issues settled and compensation paid in a timely manner?
Well, the persons affected, they need the backing of the state right now. This is a very vulnerable challenging and upsetting time for them. And they don't need to be fighting this in the High Court. I'll tell you that now.
Yeah.
They need the support of the state. And I'm confident that this scheme, as I say, it worked very well in South Kerry. It's the same. It's pretty much working in the same way in South Kerry, albeit just including further cases now in a different geographical section of the county. I've absolutely no fears, no qualms whatsoever that this scheme won't work. In fact, I think it'll be a brilliant way of expediting compensating persons affected, and most importantly, not bringing up the trauma and the further distress and compacted distress that will be placed upon these families if they were to issue High Court medical negligence proceedings. No, that said, it is entirely for the families, for the young people affected
it's their
to
decision.
Decide.
Yeah.
It is entirely their decision. You know, legal firms over the years have given advice. I think if my information is correct, out of the 240 cases eligible in regard to South Kerry, 230 have taken up redress, and many of those have actually been settled in the meantime.
Yeah.
So those 10 cases, that's entirely their decision to not avail of redress, and of course it is their decision to litigate the matter in the courts. However, in this case, in North Kerry, I'm confident that there will be huge uptake in this scheme, as there was in South Kerry, which will alleviate the pressure placed on families financially. You know, the High Court, medical negligence in the High Court, and I'm involved in this myself, I've been involved in it for many years. It's costly. Reports run into the thousands. You could be paying anything up to 10,000, 15,000 euro for the various reports and outlays that have to be taken up. It's in addition to the expense that's placed on families. It's also a protracted procedure. High Court medical negligence cases, if they're to go to contest, to hearing, to trial in the High Court, that can be anything up to 5 years from when you instruct your solicitor. This scheme, you know, Many cases in this scheme. I think the first case in this scheme that was settled was in the summer of 2023, just over a year after the scheme was first announced. So, yeah. I mean, I know no reason why this scheme will not work in the same way this time round.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and Davin, listen, further detail coming in relation to the further look-back review as well from the Minister today, so we'll get more detail on that too for people.
Yes, there'll be more detail on the updated look-back review. And look, I'm very happy with how things are going in relation to that. And as I understand it, there's a broader review was announced in the wake of the publication in our care report, but there was no terms of reference decided. Those have been decided now, and that has been announced later today. But what information I have is that this report, that this we call it Halton Phase 2, which will be announced later today, that is looking at cases back to 2014,
yeah,
where there is evidence of diagnosis of mental illness, prescribing of psychiatric medication, and so forth. Now, in addition to that, and this is what I'm very pleased that Mary Butler, who has always been very obliging, has always been very accommodating, very nice to me. She's actually a pleasure to deal with. She took note of the fact that there will be serious concerns historical cases. You take my case, for example, where deficits in care were identified as far back as 2010. Those cases would not be, excluded from this current review. Now, what she said is that this review, it's not the be all and end all, because there may be further reviews, and also there is a portal that'll be established where people can raise their concerns with the HSC and have a review undertaken in relation to their file. And further, if on foot of the review into their file in this report, as I understand it, the redress scheme that we were discussing earlier has made or will make provision for those cases to enter the scheme, so they don't actually have to wait until their case forms
the
part of the
back this review.
Which is published.
Yeah. Okay.
So all very good.
That's brilliant. Thanks very much for giving us your view on that. We'll see what happens when the minister makes that announcement later on this afternoon.